This is KVNF's regional newscast for Friday, June 11th, 2021. I'm Gavin Dahl. The Hotchkiss Town Council met for their regular monthly meeting last night for the first time since announcing the retirement of Marshal Dan Miller, termination of Deputy Marshal Chad Lloyd, and arrest of Deputy Marshal Kelsey Shumway. North Fork Merchant Herald editor Thomas Wills asked Mayor Larry Wilkening if the town is paying the Delta County Sheriff's Office for their assistance while the marshal staff is down to just one deputy, and he responded that the town offered to pay, but Sheriff Mark Taylor said the Sheriff's Department will help at no charge. A Montrose City Code enforcement officer used pepper spray against a woman who reportedly disputed weed abatement on her property this week. She allegedly began arguing with the officer and following him around her property. Chief of Police Blaine Hall told the Montrose Press the woman was warned several times to back off and was also warned that pepper spray would be deployed, but allegedly kept following the code enforcement officer. An internal investigation is underway, and neither the woman nor the officer has been identified. Montrose County and County Manager Ken Norris ended his contract Thursday after 7 years in what was called a mutual agreement. Norris worked for the county starting in 2010 as the facilities director. He was appointed as county manager in 2014. The Montrose Press reports Norris was credited with saving the county money as officials navigated through building the Montrose County Event Center and Public Works facilities. The newspaper reports he's entitled to a year of severance pay and benefits as per his contract. The Grand Junction City Council has concluded its run of 8 listening sessions on marijuana retail licensing. Members of the public spoke on density and placement of stores. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports Mayor Pro Tem Anna Stout favors buffering to ensure stores aren't near schools or parks, as well as zoning to limit impacts on different neighborhoods, rather than a cap on numbers of stores. She said the free market should respond. City staff conducted a survey of residents on marijuana regulations. Of about 600 survey respondents, most were local residents, and about 60% favored 1 to 10 stores. North Avenue, Horizon Drive, and U.S. Highway 50 in Orchard Mesa were rated the highest in suitability of retail marijuana store locations, according to the survey results. The council did not make any final decisions at their work session. The so-called Delta variant of COVID-19, first identified in India, has seen a sharp rise in Mesa County. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports the mutation is 50% more contagious than the original virus. Mesa County health officials say the county is seeing more cases of it among young people 11 to 20 years old. They are encouraging all residents to get vaccinated and offering new incentives. Current vaccines have been shown in studies to be 88% effective against the Delta variant. Mesa County's 2-week case count stands at 760, including 62 new cases reported Wednesday. And the Telluride Bluegrass Festival kicks off this weekend. To keep audience numbers sparse and attempt safety, the festival will run over 2 weekends. A video stream of the 2 festival weekends will also be offered this year. Live stream passes are available for purchase, with Planet Bluegrass donating a portion of the proceeds to Koto Radio and other local nonprofits. Koto will be live broadcasting from the festival this weekend on FM only, not on their stream. KVNF's Kate Redmond spoke with Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett last week, and one subject we didn't have time to include until now is his child tax credit bill, which passed after getting reintroduced with a big change. It does not keep families waiting until tax time.
The child tax credit bill, introduced by Senator Michael Bennett, is an important part of the American Rescue Plan signed into law by President Biden in early March. The expanded CTC is projected to cut child poverty in America by nearly half. It would lift 57,000 kids in Colorado out of poverty and benefit over 1 million kids statewide. The expansion of the CTC in the American Rescue Plan is modeled after the American Family Act, which Bennett first introduced in 2017 with U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Here's Senator Bennett.
As I traveled to the state of Colorado as a senator, I realized that many families were struggling to afford housing or health care or higher education, early childhood education. No matter how hard they worked, they couldn't save. They felt like they couldn't live a middle-class life.
One of the big changes, in addition to large increases to families with older kids who will receive a tax credit of $3,000 a year and $3,600 for children under 6, is that the families do not have to wait until tax time.
For the first time, the poorest families in Colorado and in the country will be eligible to receive it, and we're going to pay it out on a monthly basis. That's a huge revolutionary change. Instead of waiting until the end of the tax year, our families are going to start receiving their payment on a monthly basis starting this July.
After the American Rescue Plan became law, Senator Bennett led over 40 Senate colleagues to urge President Biden to make the bill's one-year tax credit expansions permanent as part of his recovery and infrastructure plan. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Triple Play Records in Grand Junction is once again celebrating Record Store Day with two big drop dates this Saturday, June 12th, and then July 17th as well. I'm joined on the phone by Matt Cesario from Triple Play. Thanks for speaking with KVNF.
Yeah, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good. So, Matt, how long has Triple Play Records been in business in Grand Junction, and who owns it?
We've been in business now for 33 years. My dad started the business in 1988, and he still owns and operates it to this day.
Talk about what you guys did to stay in business during the COVID pandemic. For folks who don't know, Triple Play has long retailed other merchandise besides music, but how did you get through it?
So during COVID, we were shut down for a month like everyone else, but we built a website in about a week. We had an idle website, so we were able to get that going and get some income in. We did curbside and delivery, so we did everything we could. And then after we opened, the community support was just exponential, and they've really helped us get back on track.
So the first Record Store Day took place in 2008, and now it happens on every continent except Antarctica. Rumor has it there will be more exclusive Record Store Day titles and special releases than ever before. Is there anything in particular that you're keeping an eye out for on Record Store Day?
Yeah, the Biggie Smalls are the notorious B.I.G. He has a release coming out. It's his last, the final chapter, I believe, Life After Death. And then, of course, The Grateful Dead. That's one of the best shows of all time being put out on a 5LP set.
So talk a little bit about limits. You're still limiting customers to only one copy per release, but are you loosening the rules about how many Record Store Day titles patrons can bring home?
Yeah, this year we've ordered more than we ever have before. Our order now, there's two drops. Our first drop order is like a normal year order, so we've only gotten half of the stuff. So, yeah, we have way more releases, so there's no limits on the amount of releases you can buy, just one of each title.
So no holds, no pre-sale, strictly first come, first served. What are the hours for this first drop date for Record Store Day at Triple Play in Grand Junction on Saturday?
We open normal hours. We open at 10 a.m., but we recommend if you want to get a title, you get here early, 8 a.m. Some guys have even been said to show up at 4. So
so it's a line outside the door when you unlock.
Yeah, hopefully one of these years someone will camp out front, but we'll see.
Record Store Day at Triple Play Records in Grand Junction, Saturday. Thanks for speaking with KVNF, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
That does it for Friday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.